Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Who they? Who they? Who they say gonna beat the Bengals? Who they? Who they? Who they say gonna beat the Bengals? No!
Fuck you. We like the Bengals. Starts now.
And we're back, baby!
I'm a Bengals fan, all alone and lost. For every win, I've paid the cost. When games pass by, people say, just another fan, who day.
And welcome back to Fuck You, We Like the Bengals. I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting to my left,
Lloyd Johnson.
And I heard a third voice in that theme song, didn't you, Lloyd?
I did.
Am I being too cheesy for that intro, Carl?
I think it's fine.
All right, cool. Because we have a third guest, Carl Spaeth. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Bengals fan who almost wanted to kill me at a game one time. You want to tell that story?
It was the Falcons game last year.
Yes, it was.
Fun game to go to. Beautiful late October day where it was like 75 degrees out. I'd been drinking since the morning time.
Same.
Went to the game. Game was over. Bengals won. I'm standing waiting for my girlfriend with my friend waiting for our girlfriends to come out of the bathroom, and I feel somebody punch me as hard as they fucking can in the spine. And I ball up my fist and turn around. I'm just like, God damn it, Schubert.
With those big fucking hands, that had to hurt.
I was like, you can't just punch somebody in the back at a football game.
You can headbutt him, apparently, but yeah. You can't.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, dude, Lloyd and I talked about that headbutt for a while after it happened.
I was sitting like, all right, so where it happened?
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting against the fence right above it. So I hear like all the yelling and blah, blah, blah. And right. I see the cop grab it and they just bang. I was like,
okay.
Well played, sir. Well played.
It was an excellent. Yeah. Were you at that game?
I was not at that game. I only went to two this year.
Which one did you go to?
I went to the Bills game, which was fun as fuck. I had great seats for that one.
Oh, I have my season ticket. Oh, by the way, Carl, you're going to be proud of me for this. Ask me how that game was.
How was that game?
The parts I remember were awesome.
Oh, Shubi got you blacked out.
Little blacked out.
I got a little drunk at that one. One of my girlfriend's bar regulars gave us his season tickets for it. So we were like on the 20-yard line, like the 30th row up. So it was like pretty decent.
The way
seats.
He said that, I thought he was like, one of my girlfriends, you know, one of the bitches just gave me tickets. Like,
one of my concubines, my harem.
Like, one of my whores fucking coughed up some tickets.
And then I went to the Vikings game last Saturday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which was fun. And those were more free tickets from my girlfriend's mom works for Kettering Health. So we got tickets through them.
Oh, sweet.
But we had to put them in my name so it didn't look like nepotism.
So instead, just looks like you go to a hospital a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I just like I'm a big donor to a hospital.
He's a sickly man.
He's a sickly.
No,
man.
That's like what they give to people who give money to the hospital.
Oh,
I'm just fabulously wealthy enough to like be a philanthropist.
Well, I mean, you dress like either the richest guy or the poorest guy. Like, it's a side joke. Yeah, it's like the richest guy you know or the poorest guy you know. Like it's very like.
It's
either
this guy's
a billionaire or he's. Owes them bank money right now.
right. He's I'm like about to get like my car repossessed, yeah. So I have to like. I'm glad the lot's in the back here.
It's either poor guy at a job interview or rich guy trying to convince himself he's the everyman.
Oh, God.
I shop at H&M. I do things.
Yeah.
Could you not?
No. Lloyd, you've been putting up with this for, what, 5 seasons now?
Yeah. And I love you. But it's part of what we do.
We just give each other shit.
Do you know my daughter is his big sister?
No, I did not know
She
that.
Just turned 21, but she is still his big sister.
That makes sense.
Because she picks on him so aggressively.
And I just sit there and take
it. In the most loving way possible.
Right.
Like, she loves him to death.
Yeah,
same as
ball
me.
Busting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how, like, in the Johnson family, you either hit somebody or you say something horrible to them, and that means I love you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Carl's actually known me. I think you've known me longer than Lloyd's known me, actually.
I've known you since you started stand-up.
Yep. And
or
I
like,
was...
Like, since you were, like, an open mic or open mic.
Very, very... I was very, 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 very bad. And
so a little bit before I knew you.
Yeah. So a little bit. It could have been any time. Yeah, it could have been 2 weeks ago. It could have been...
So you just met him, is what you're saying.
It could be 12 years ago.
Yeah, we've never met before. I met you back when you sucked at stand-up. Like, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
So right before I walked...
That was Thursday, right?
Like, I walked in the door and was like, oh my God, I'm good at stand-up now, I think.
No, I met you like 12 years ago, probably.
Yeah, that's about when it was. And yeah. I was a fucking... I'll be open about this. I was kind of a edgelord kid. Like, I had just come out of high school. And I wanted to be like this, like, oh my God, I'm a comic now, which is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I just
yeah, you were just like immature.
Very. Yeah. And
it was.
There's still some, you know.
Ask them about pocket hats.
Nah, well.
Pocket hats?
It's a long story.
It's like your get rich quick screen scheme.
Not his.
No.
He just wanted to fuck the girl who's. Get rich scheme it was.
Pocket hats? Hats for your pockets?
No.
Just
hats,
know
hats
I.
With pockets in them.
Oh.
If.
Drug hats.
More sense.
I am never the one that brings it up. Just have to say that so I can save my ass. I'm never the one that brings it up anymore. It's always Lloyd.
Of course it is. It was one of the most amusing things I've ever fucking sat through in my
life. It was a.
Pants have pockets. Why not hats?
It was a time where, like, there was a...
What about a fanny pack for your head?
Shit, I'll put a regular fanny pack in my head. It wouldn't be that much different. Fanny University of Dayton logo on it. It's pretty much the same. No, it was a girl I knew from when I worked at UD. This was like a little over 3 years ago. And I'm like, hey, she likes the Bengals. She has a thing she wants to promote. I'll gas her up, promote her product. And it was just the most... awkward,
vapid,
very just. I
the hats
blew.
Have pockets on the inside, you can like carry drugs in the places and stuff. And it's for if your headphones are running
or your AirPods.
It's ridiculous.
I'm being mean.
He
was just so like you could tell he wanted to smash real bad. And
so he's like, this is a great idea.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
yeah,
fully
and,
lying.
And like he was also just like very like, oh, that's like she'd say something like, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
The moment I
and you're just like, that's a dumb thing.
The moment I heard in my life. The moment I pressed record, I was like 3 minutes in, I'm like, oh, what the hell have I gotten myself into?
So I was watching this fun interplay of him realizing it wasn't going great.
Right. Oh, and his daughter and her boyfriend, her then boyfriend, were like right fucking there.
Yeah, yeah. And laughing. I mean, not hiding it at all, laughing like, at the awkward. It was great. It was one of the most fun things I can remember. Like, just sitting there like, I'm about 5 minutes in, I'm like, this is never going to see the fucking air. But I'm going to ride this motherfucker till the tits are fucking drained. Let's take this all the way down this road. And like again, Alex was stuck in this place. Like, you could tell he knew it wasn't really working.
Yeah.
But he's also like so like trying to be nice to her and whatever. And then he's staring at me like, fucking don't. Fucking don't. Like, he had that look most of the podcast. Like, dude, don't fucking.
I had to say that ahead of time.
You just had to, like bite your tongue.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Entire time.
Like, he talked to me ahead of time, and I'm like, yeah, man, I'll be cool. I'll be cool. And then, like I said, like 5 to 7 minutes in, I was like, ooh, this is a taller task than
like,
I was.
Fuck.
I wish I had never agreed to this.
Like, you wish you had never
agreed
to it.
Agreed to be nice, because I thought of so many fucking things during that like would have been just golden fucking just
right.
Jabs that I had to like just
like, because she probably would have been upset
or she would
oh
have,
yeah
I think 90% of it would have flown right over
just that. Airheady.
Lloyd. The vapidity was thick.
So your idea of like I want to fuck this girl, I'm going to ask her to be on my podcast.
It's almost up there with the time he brought a girl over to impress her by how well he could play Guitar Hero.
Which, that is
That's the most, like, hopelessly on Reddit fucking virgin thing I've ever heard of.
It sounds like a Wyckoff move, but it in fact was.
It is. It is a 100% true story, and she hung up on me, and I don't blame her.
Oh, after you proposed that?
Yeah.
You want to come watch me shred on Guitar Hero?
She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to fucking...
I don't blame...
I'm going to go fuck somebody else.
She's like, I'm going to actually fuck someone who can play guitar just to get the taste of this out of my mouth.
Yep, and it was no longer a trauma because I had written a joke about it. I'm over it, and I've said it so many times, but now I think it's kind of resurfacing as a trauma.
And that's why we're friends.
Yeah. I know.
Comedy plus time, or tragedy plus time equals comedy plus time equals tragedy again.
Lloyd, let's open up those floodgates. What did you want to say in that moment?
Oh, I can't remember. There were so many things she said where I was just like, "That God, I had just such good comebacks that I kept having to bite back, like over and over and over, yeah. Like to the point where like I said, Lily was laughing because she said she could hear the shit that was going in my head. Like my daughter was right. Like, she's like, I heard her say shit and I could hear your response in my head. And she's like, it was making me laugh. So like I said, they were sitting over there unchecked, just not even. Like
I'm getting
now, like,
stared at.
To be quiet. They're recording a podcast.
No.
Now,
it was like, outright like.
You ever have a bad date? Just get watched by a camera crew.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a bad date with like the people who like to fuck with you the most? Sitting right there, watching it, like just witnessing every little foible and flaw of it.
I hate to say I haven't.
Well,
I'll be earnest, and Lloyd's gonna hate me. And I haven't talked to that girl. Really, since then, I felt bad for just the way it ended.
What's her name? I want to put a name to the or face to the name.
okay. Speaking of things that are going to get edited out.
Oh yeah, dude. That's a bad thing to ask. Hey, what's her first and last name and
Social Security number?
Do you know her mom's maiden name?
Yeah. What street did she grow up on?
I don't know.
First pet.
What school did she go to in the sixth grade? Are you actually trying to put a name to a face?
I don't know.
Well. Yeah.
I'll just look up pocket hats.
You know what? I'm actually going to try something.
I love it.
Hold on. I'm going to.
It's for like running. Like when you're running, you can like put your like ID
nope.
in it.
I tried to Google pocket hats to see if her company would come up. And
but if you're running, you don't have pockets. There's enough vocal fry.
Oh, like... there's multiple pocket hat companies.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, you could assume that somebody at one point in the last 2,000 years thought of putting hat like pockets on a hat.
And in University of Dayton's case, it was a college junior.
Oh, she went to UD?
Yeah.
More like probably has a VD.
I think that was the same thing.
I mean, I have heard multiple stories of girls getting trains run on them in the bathroom. So
that awesome. Sounds like the most Dayton thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's like... That's a Dayton quinceanera.
A Dayton quinceanera.
I love that. That was fantastic.
Oh, boy. Speaking of, wow, I think we have about 3 minutes of usable footage for the first about 13 minutes. Speaking of horrifying discussions, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Rough.
It was 34-11. Somehow not Scorigami. You know what Scorigami is, Carl?
Yeah.
So somehow not Scorigami. It was just kind of from start to finish. So going into the game, Mason Rudolph was 2-0 against the Bengals. But my thought process was the year that he got those wins, the Bengals went 2-14.
Right.
So I'm like, he's facing a totally different team with like, I mean, not Burrow, but like Mixon. Oh, well, Mixon was on the team too. It was like
Higgins.
Well, Tyler Boyd was still with the team. So mostly.
Just different team.
Different.
But it's still like objectively a different team.
Objectively way better than the team that tanked for Burrow.
Yeah.
Which, good call, by the way. But, I mean, so you wanted to talk about Jake Browning, first of all.
I mean, we should.
Yeah, we have to because, like, he is a backup. He had this, like, Linsanity run.
I mean, from the Jags game to the Vikings game, it was like fun to watch.
It was incredible.
And this one, it was just like, it felt like the pressure just got to him, of like the pressure of like a divisional game,
yeah,
rival game. Like,
I think his balls were too empty
from gazzing too much.
Yeah, just he's. I think he's just been getting his fucking, just getting his soul sucked out for the past like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and we found his limit. We found, yeah, like, oh, we get to use Joe Burrow's.
It's like the Cincinnati problem in general, not just when it comes to sports, but like we saw with the Reds too, like this past year, where it's just like one good thing happens a couple games in a row, and then it's just like, oh my God, is Jake Browning the next Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's not. And like, you could see it, like just the way he was like scrambling, like the decisions he was making that led to those three interceptions were like some very stupid decisions.
They were horrible throws. And also, I don't think you can make, it is still a small sample size with Jake Browning, because he's only started 5 games.
Yeah.
And
2 of those were bad games against the Steelers.
Correct. So, I mean, I don't think you can make like a, I mean, he is a backup in the league. It's nice to know that like Jake, because a lot of people thought Browning was going to like, we were going to tank the season, lose every single game. And,
yeah.
But now it's.
And honestly, maybe they should have for the draft pick.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm glad they're not, because I think that's like a fucking cop out.
They'd be.
I mean, we have so many fucking free agents.
They would honestly have been doing Jake Browning a disservice, because the role of a backup is to make sure like you're ready in case. Like
something
your start,
like this,
yeah,
happens, yeah.
So you can't just be like, "Well, we're just gonna, this is gonna suck," and you're now gonna have your confidence completely shattered for the rest of your career.
Yeah,
that's not fair to Browning at all. So absolutely, yeah. Like, try your hardest and
play AJ McCarron.
Yeah, dude. What game was it where he came in? I always forget the
AJ
game.
AJ
where
McCarron came in at the during the. Oh fuck! What game was that? It was. Not the Jags, not the.
It was the Colts, wasn't it?
The Colts, yeah.
So I joked that the way the crowd reacted when AJ McCarron came in, it sounded like the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show again, because they went bonkers.
Yeah, there's so many.
He didn't do a bad job for like the
five snaps.
Yeah,
like we said, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, we're a football podcast. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it was 3, 4, or 5. Who gives a shit?
But like, he didn't do a bad job.
No.
Like, almost threw a touchdown pass to Higgins. But Higgins
called for OPI.
I mean,
I was called for OPP.
Higgins gets called for that kind
you
of
down with OP?
Well,
you down
think,
with
like,
OPI?
Any real tall receivers, like, it has a problem of any time they extend, it looks way more severe. Like Megatron had that happen quite a bit, especially early in his career.
Yeah,
but I think it's more just that they're longer, so like it looks more severe when they extend it.
Yeah,
arm.
Yeah.
And Fitzgerald kind of had that a little bit for a while. So I think that's just a thing of like taller,
yeah,
lankier receivers. Like Chris Henry got it for a while.
I did a shot with him at Longfellow one night, and he's tall.
T?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him at Coldstone.
Yep.
In Newport.
I was
he's not short.
He's 6'4".
Well, you, yeah, like,
he's
like
not little.
I guess he's just like taller than you expect just from like, you don't ever see a football player like eye to eye. Like,
I see a lot of football players eye to eye.
Well, yeah, you're tall.
I
but, like,
do not.
It's just like, oh, you're bigger than I was expecting. And I'm not a short guy, but I'm not like, I'm 6 foot.
Like when I sang for the Pacers, and like when I was on the court for the first time, I was like, every single person on this court has a foot on me. It was insane. Like everyone
and they
so
were all
fucking
taller than him.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, yeah.
Well, luckily you have a couple chromosomes on them.
Yay!
Die!
Brad makes me poop.
Oh, my favorite color is 6. So, stats.
My favorite color is circle.
I can't stay inside the lines. Some stats for the game. Jake Browning, 28 of 42, 335 yards and a touchdown, which was to T. Higgins. 3 picks. Ouch. I will say.
Hold on. This motherfucker wrote yikes on bikes.
I saw that and I was immediately furious.
Oh, God. You typed that out.
Yikes on Bike sounds like a shitty ska band or something.
That sounds like a fucking. It sounds like a sitcom that William Shatner was like. Oh, fucking Yikes on Bike.
Yep.
Just AFV was just only bike accidents.
What led to this Yikes on Bikes decision?
I've been saying it recently, and I don't know why.
No, because it rhymes, and that's simple.
It rhymes, and my people tend to like those.
Hey, speak for your fucking self.
Yeah, we're barely people. But I will say, those words aside and those picks aside, throwing 335 yards without Ja'Marr Chase ain't half bad.
No, I mean, he looked great other than, like, so the one interception I don't even put on him, that was, I think it was just a fucked up communication over the route, what was supposed to be happening,
yeah.
The one where he threw it to the Yosh. Right in between the two.
Yeah.
And that was just, I think that's probably
the,
more
like
on,
supposed to be the,
yeah, Yoshivas. I think that was more on him.
Yeah.
Not running where he, because that was kind of an anticipation throw.
Yeah.
So that one I don't really put on him. The other ones were, he just got fucking doo-doo brain.
The second,
like, just scrambled and threw a bomb to nobody.
Yeah, to the one to the end zone especially was very confusing. It's like you just throw it out.
Yeah, that was an inexperienced move, where it's like I'm just hoping, like, it was third down that he threw that pick, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's just hoping for something, especially since he's facing down. It's like, and when you're down, you get desperate, which is describes my middle school dating life and high school.
You said down, not downs.
True. But when it's third down, you're down 7-0. It might have been 14-0 at the time.
It was 14-0.
It was 14-0. So it's like you're gonna try and do too much, and he fucking did.
Well, Zach Taylor kept saying, like, don't turn everything into the hero play. You don't have to have hero syndrome, blah blah blah. But
in that, like, don't go on fourth down when we're already down a touchdown. Just get points on the board.
Yeah.
No, see, I actually was with him on that one. I got, like, the way that the team has played, whatever, like, going for the touchdown, I think, was the right move. Because if you'd made it even, like, I think there's a lot more, especially in those games that are, like, so, like, divisional, like, hate-driven fucking. I think evening the score or getting closer, about, like, means a lot more in games like that. So I actually was on board for that, going for it on fourth.
I can see that, yeah.
Now, the play calling, like,
little sus.
Maybe not. Definitely not the best. But
yeah.
I like the decision. I did. Like, I like that. Like, hey, Tomlin, I'm not backing away from you.
Yeah,
we're coming
around
at you.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the Steelers just brought it. I think,
yeah.
Like,
from
they
start
all
to
had
finish.
Something to prove. Like that.
Especially Rudolph.
You know what they had to prove?
Rudolph and Pickens, honestly.
How many times did it happen, Lloyd?
What they have to prove is that they no longer have someone on their team who is charged with sexual assault twice, once in Lake Tahoe and another time near his lake house in Georgia.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes. It's a running joke on here every time we talk about the Steelers. I point out the fact that they, for years and years, just
openly
had a guy who was charged with sexual assault.
And just because
times,
he was charged doesn't mean those were the only two times.
Well, there was also one at Miami University that people don't like to talk about.
They pushed her in the car.
I've literally seen the NDA that the girl signed.
Oh,
she
really?
Has it framed it on her wall. And I've been at a party at her house. I've seen the NDA. It's signed on. It's framed and on the wall.
Very funny way to defeat the purpose of an NDA.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that's like, I saw it and I was like, hold on, wait. I love this with everything that I am.
This is a genuine question. What happens if you, like, accuse someone of crazy shit that also goes against an NDA?
Well, if it's an NDA can't cover the commission of a crime.
Okay.
Now, it can keep you from talking about something you know that was a crime in the past, but if you're...
Or it's like, yeah, like, you don't talk about the details of the case. It's just like...
Something crazy. But I've always wondered that. Anywho, which is probably something I should never say again as well. Stats as well. Joe Mixon, 11 rushes, 43 yards. And Chase Brown, 4 for 16. You really... I mean, you want to open up the run game, but also when you're down as much as you are, you really can't just, like, hand it off to Mixon or hand it off to Chase Brown. You have to throw it.
Yeah, especially when there's, like, they're not getting any, like, room to actually run.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't throw it every play. This is – having played both sides. When you know that a team has to pass, you can, like, edge rushers, because, like, I played DN for some of the time. You just have free reign to go, like, just go right. every time. There is no, like, consideration of, like, watching where the ball is going. What, like, when you know they're in passing situations, like, that's where, like, a lot of the third down packages come from. Like, all right, if it's third and long, you send in everyone just that.
Right.
So you can't, I understand, like, especially switching over to Chase like they were and getting, you know, I didn't hate it, and I get, like, people's frustration with it. Like, hey, we need this many. But you got to keep a defense honest to some degree. Like, you have to like, make them at least think you're going to, like, you know, make them respect the fact that you might run the ball.
Yeah.
So, I like I said, I get the inclination to be like, hey, we need this many, like, throw the fucking ball. Yeah. But if you do it every single time, then the defense just lets go. And that was already a fucking problem between Highsmith and fucking...
And was it Watt that got the other
yeah.
pick?
Yeah.
That sucks, but...
So, yeah, I try to explain the parts of football. I know that.
I do like Brown getting, like, playing more now that he's, like, healthy and, like, getting, like, just
yeah.
being able to switch between two different style of running back is nice. Well, kind of like how, like, last season P. Ryan and Mixon, like, switching back and forth was.
I think P. Ryan and Brown are two completely different backs, though.
They are, for sure. Yeah, but, Brown's like, good. I'm just saying, like, being able to, like, giving Mixon yeah, yeah. a break is yes, a good yes, yes. thing.
Well, again, same thing. Like, the defensive line's getting used to, like, a way, you know, certain runners have certain things. They'll hit this gap or they'll cut this way more often than. So the running back by committee has always been a good idea because it shifts up, like, what. Like, yeah, you know, I mean, so much of that is it's so quick of decision making when it's happening.
Yeah.
That you're like, you know, you kind of go for tendencies. So you get used to someone cutting this way, or if you're close, they do this kind of thing. So having the different styles, I think, is a really good idea, which I think is what they drafted him for, and he was supposed to be doing it much earlier in the season. He just got yeah. the hamstring.
Yeah.
And, yes, I would say that they are definitely two different backs because Chase is actually – he's good.
And I'm excited to see what he ends up
fucking same.
Doing.
And like with Mixon and Brown, I've been comparing them to, like, Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard. Because, like, last season when the Cowboys had Zeke,
they're black.
That too. But Tony Pollard was, like, always the better, more explosive back in that system. But
if you needed one fucking yard for sure, Zeke was the guy.
Zeke Elliott. Yep. But then once they made Pollard the bell cow back, and now it's Tony Pollard and Rico Dowdle. And now it's, like, Pollard's, like, not nearly as explosive because, like, he, like, Pollard would come in. He was, like, the third down back, and it just seems like he hasn't been as explosive now that he's the starter.
That's how it always works. It's like, that, again, that's the change of what they call a change of pace back.
Yep.
That's what we're using, you know, Brown as a change of pace back. So you have Mixon run it up the gut, blah, 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 maybe makes cool a couple, you know, nice getaways, no couple, and then that change of pace is what throws the defensive line off and makes that second back look so good, is they're doing things differently. They're running at a different speed. They're moving and making decisions at a different pace, so it just changes up, like, how you're reacting.
It's what the Steelers do with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren.
Najee.
Is it what they do with Harris and Warren?
Najee.
Ah, that's okay. We've been doing that for a little bit. So yeah, the defense has also been very much struggling because, like, they're clearly missing DJ Reader
and Cam Taylor Britt.
Who might come back this week, question yep. mark? Yep.
They're saying he is. Fuck, I think yeah. so. Like, I think the last thing I read was that he is.
Well, they reactivated him either way, so.
And then fucking, yeah, DJ Reader is, like, the most glaring piece missing.
Yeah, because
they're just running up the middle the entire
Well, also, I'll give
game.
Props to Miles Murphy because he moved over, like, interior a couple of times and played well.
Yeah.
For a guy who's supposed to be playing the edge, like, yeah. I thought he did well. Tupo played fairly well. I mean, they ran on us a lot, but they have been, every team has this yeah. year.
How do you think B.J. Hill did?
B.J. Hill's as good of a fucking player as there is at that yeah. position in the league.
Wuze is the one that had, like, a bad game. Yeah. Like, he just kept getting smoked.
Well, he looked like he was hurt also. Like, at one point, like, there's a couple plays, like, where it ended and he'd kind of, like,
yeah, slowed, like, kind of, like, limp a little bit. Yeah. yeah.
The play where Pickens did, like, a catch and run for, like, 86 yards. I think, like, it was, like, Turner was covering him, but then, like, he ran into, I think, Dax Hill yeah. briefly, which yeah, kind of
was
like...
Just, it was just two people taking bad angles.
Yep.
That happens.
It's collided and Pickens yeah. just went off.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that the second play?
Yeah, it was like the second play of the game. Yeah.
Second offensive play from the Steelers.
So one thing that blew my mind about George Pickens' stat lines, because Asperger's, I remember this. George Pickens had 4 receptions for 195 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of those catches was for a 1-yard loss.
Well, that was, I'm glad you told us that.
Yeah.
Which means that his other catches were for 86, 66, and 44.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. Which is why I brought that up, and now I feel like I just brought up... This feels like I just tried to sell pocket hats to both of you.
No, what you did is you tried to get me to think about math for a second.
And I like thinking about math.
You can't help yourself.
I know. It's like you have music, you have... what do you have?
Combat sports.
And Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
And I have math.
Well, comedy in general. But yeah.
And comedy in general.
See, you know I'm autistic too, right?
I could guess.
I'm just saying, because you keep talking autism jokes to him, like, hey, that's my people.
So how do you, what I wonder before we get to the burns here, how do you think we beat the Chiefs this weekend?
I would hope not. Honestly, I think the Chiefs lose this game. We don't beat them. If we win,
yeah,
they lose.
Yep.
They lost the game because they're coming off that loss.
Do you think they'll win or lose 4 in a row?
With the way that they seem to be imploding a little bit, like Patrick fucking Mahomes fucking yelling at everybody, Kelsey throwing his helmet. Like, the loss of composure there seems to be, like, a something incipient, something like, yeah, insidious inside of what's happening there.
And Isaiah Pacheco, I believe, is in the concussion protocol right now.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to even play, because that's a huge piece of their offense.
And it's a 6-day gap between when the concussion happened and the next game.
So, oh, yeah, it is a short week for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bengals... I think we can win.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot like how the Raiders just beat them, with it. They're going to be beaten by defense more than anything.
Well, yeah. I think it's going to be this sounds cliche, but like just disciplined play. Like, you know what I mean? They do so many things that are kind of like outside the norm. But what you've seen time and time again is the teams that beat them are the ones who stay very disciplined. They, you know, do the right things. You don't adjust to them. You play how you're supposed to play.
Yeah.
And let them lose.
And I think like something like I've noticed with Mahomes is like if he's constantly being pressured, he stops playing well.
He going along with what you're saying, like when Mahomes is when he's pressured, he turns into like this recess quarterback where he's like just running, just constantly in the backfield, just trying to find a lane to throw. Because he'd like there are times where Mahomes tries to do too much. So I was thinking like, if you force Mahomes to make mistakes,
yeah,
you can beat him.
Yeah, exactly. That's like
they call it beating the diva. So like when Tony Romo and him start first doing all the commercials and shit, it's like a thing that like they get treated so well by everybody for being famous and whatever. And when you get to a certain level of fame, like all of a sudden when you're about to get hit, you're like, why the fuck am I taking a hit? I got a $14 million State Farm ad to fucking film Thursday. Like, I don't want to get hit. So it's that's what they call like beating the diva. But
yeah, that makes sense.
And Kelsey with the, he was the guy.
Mr. Swift.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a noticeable downturn in Kelsey's play since that became a public thing.
Yeah. Well, also people forget that Travis Kelsey is like in his mid-30s now.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about retirement.
Yeah, I bet
he's been talking about it all season. So it's like.
I mean, I'm sure he's already got paid for the rights to whatever song she's going to write about him.
Right.
Yeah.
After they break up because they don't go to another Super Bowl and it's bad publicity for.
Yeah.
There was another temper tantrum on the sidelines is bad publicity for Taylor Swift.
Or he forgets where he's at because of the concussions and just beats the fuck out of her.
Yay, domestic violence on the podcast. CT,
little NFL special coming your way.
Swifty CTE.
Oh, dude, I think you're onto something.
All connected.
Oh,
That explains her fame. Lots of head trauma in this country.
Lots of trauma in general, you know?
There was
shootings.
I don't have a burn.
9/11.
Oh. I don't have a joke for this, but there was an article that came out that said that, like,
Guy Fieri.
That too. It's like Travis Kelce noticeably absent from Taylor Swift's birthday party. And people were like, yeah, he's in the NFL.
Yeah,
he's practicing.
Yeah, he already got shit for going to a World Series game on a Friday before the Chiefs were playing. Like, he's not going to, like, do that again.
Yeah.
People in Kansas City are like, God damn it, the football is more important than that sticky twig with the...
Right.
Like twiggy twat with it.
Which I...
But I get it. Like, if you're going to a party on a fucking Friday and then traveling on a Saturday to play football on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're not going to play well.
Then you're most players.
Yeah, but you're still not going to play well. I feel like Friday they, like, take it easy, or Saturday they take it easy. But, like, traveling is, like, I don't know, exhausting.
Yeah.
Even if you're on a private plane.
Who did they play that week? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but they lost.
Oh, there you go.
It was
Kelly Clarkson.
Who the fuck was it? It was
let me see if I can find it here.
I mean, it shouldn't be too hard, because it was like...
Yeah. I'm thinking like early October, something
like
that.
Yeah, whenever the World Series was.
Yeah.
Because it was in Texas.
No, it was might have been the Chiefs Broncos game where they got smoked.
I think it was
24-9, and they played that game in Denver.
Yeah,
and then after the game, the Broncos Stadium PA played a Taylor Swift song to troll the Chiefs.
So funny!
It was so good.
Yeah,
I mean, shake it
it's
off.
Almost as funny as who's the guy that got the pick six against them from the Raiders, Jack Jones.
Yeah,
he went up to like a kid that's a Chiefs fan and went to hand him the ball, then pulled it away.
He tweeted, someone tweeted like, yeah, he's the biggest piece of shit. And then Jack Jones like, no, if you look at the footage, which I did, and he's right. There was another guy trying to come down to get the ball, and he was just making sure that guy didn't get the ball.
Oh,
I think he did actually give it to the kid.
Well, I like the dickhead version.
I do too. Yeah. I like that way better.
That's my preferred truth. So I believe that.
It's like, I hate to go ball with this.
I didn't see footage of him giving
Trump
it to the
won,
kid.
And he didn't give it to... everybody believes what they want to believe.
But Lloyd and Carl, you know what I believe.
Trains are awesome.
You know what else I believe?
Papa Roach is a good band.
I do believe that.
That's an insane belief.
Jacoby Shaddix can sing better than all of us, and I maintain that. So we're going to roast the Chiefs now.
Why do I ever try to throw anything?
I will die on that hill.
He can sing. I don't give him that. I just the band.
Who is that? Papa Roach guy?
He's the lead singer of
Mr. Roach himself.
Mr. Roach himself.
Daddy Roach. He goes by Daddy Roach.
I'll
give it to him. He can sing. The guy can. I've heard him sing, and he can sing. Sure. But his band is not what I would...
Sure, a lot of people can sing. Doesn't Alex mean they like, have good bands.
Yeah, it's like when I was going to invite Billy to... Because when I sang for the Reds, I was like hesitant to invite Billy because like I know that like he has a very different taste in music than I do, and I wasn't sure if he would think I was good.
I don't think taste in music matters when you're singing the fucking national anthem.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say Billy has way more taste in like food.
Well, clearly he does.
I think he worries much more about that taste. I don't think he's... Yeah. Also, I don't know that I would go to Billy DeVore for like musical taste. I don't know that that would be my paragon of...
Very true.
Like, if I want to know where to get, like, I don't know, shitty pizza wrapped around a shitty hot dog, I would be like, hey, where do you get that done?
We will not accept Sky Rosa slander in this household.
I will.
It's his household.
Even though it is your household.
Yeah. I was like, I will. It's my fucking house.
But... Whose house? Bengals house, not Chiefs house. I'm trying to segue into these.
Runs house. Oh, sorry. All right, sure. Yeah, let's roast the Chiefs.
Yeah, let's roast those goddamn Chiefs. I skipped the mascot. But I went right to Clark Hunt. Lloyd.
Clark Hunt? No. Why do his wife and his daughter look like they were born 8 days apart? Did anyone not? Did you guys not see that?
Like, yeah.
Every picture, they look like I thought. I can't. It's upsetting.
His wife was also a former intern.
Yeah,
like, I believe it.
Which is,
and his daughter like, tried to be Miss America.
How are we doing this? Are we just going like,
just, yeah, just round table whenever.
I think he looks like if Jeb Bush used Carrot Top's Botox guy. He looks like milk and white bread had a son together.
Looks like if Max Headroom was made out of hot dogs.
He looks like every weird dad who misses Taylor Swift's country music days. The GM, Brett Veach.
Looks like Ted Lasso fucked Pee Wee Herman.
He really does.
Yeah.
That's so accurate.
Thank you.
He said that the Christmas Day loss to the Raiders was like your favorite band putting out a bad album. But to me, it was more like my least favorite football team losing to a team that got zero offensive touchdowns. That's what it was.
Very
like
good burn. Either Brett Veach is bad at scouting receivers, or he just wants receivers who consistently drop the ball as much as he does.
I have one of also about most GMs think you need things like wide receivers to win football games, but he's like, no, just Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
So he said it was like your favorite band putting out a bad. I think it was more like if your favorite band was Papa Roach.
Ego trip on all streaming platforms. Hold on a second. Andy Reid, I'm going to do what Andy Reid has never done with food and save mine for later. So what do you guys have?
One word. Diabetes.
I say he's a brilliant coach and the most mediocre Wilford Brimley impersonator I've ever hired.
All right. We were on the same one. We're on the same one. That was a diabetes reference.
You go diabetes.
Wilford Brimley.
And you're on Murdy Kerr.
Oh, I have another one. He's a brilliant football strategist, perfectly utilizing the offense, defense, and refs to win games.
And the quarterback, Patty Mahomes.
All right, so does anyone else have just a sneaking suspicion that the reason he's been blowing up so much on the sideline is that his brother and his wife spend so much time together? I'm going to say I personally blame Patrick Mahomes for the broccoliization of the American youth. Like, you know, everyone now has broccoli hair.
Right.
And I think it started with him, and I don't like it. And, sir, I wish you would
go
away.
I don't like his voice. I think Patrick Mahomes has the Brittany Mahomes of voices.
Sorry, guys.
I would say Patrick Mahomes' on-field ability is a lot like Patrick Mahomes' sense of humor in commercials. It wouldn't exist if it weren't for Andy Reid.
Very solid. Very well.
When they lose, Mahomes has the composure of a trust fund kid whose dad won't buy him a third yacht.
Like you did say, Patrick Mahomes confronted referees after a controversial, quote-unquote, call against the Bills. Upon seeing his frustration, Taylor Swift went up to Patrick and was quoted as saying, "That was for me. And literally nobody else."
Well, thanks for doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. That was
could have just cut that in on your own time.
Yep. That could have been a post recording thing that no one else. Yeah.
Oh, you can really see how powerful Mahomes' throwing arm is when his passes are bouncing out of the hands of every receiver. It's the velocity of it.
And the backup, Blaine Gabbert.
He looks like how racism feels.
I think he looks like the most like a Blaine that anybody named Blaine has ever looked. First of
he
all,
he Blaine's harder than any Blaine has ever Blained.
And he's from Missouri, and his football career is the Missouri of football careers. Just
and I'm gonna
nothing.
Be there tomorrow. Are you guys ready?
It looks like Uncle Rico finally made it.
Wow. All right, are you guys ready to move on to running backs?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Oh, God damn it, Kadarius. You lined up offsides again.
Oh,
that's funny.
So well, I have a theory on where why he's dropping the ball so much.
Okay.
I think it's because he's now wearing the press-on nails because he is mid-transition into becoming Shanae from Martin.
Him not having eyebrows makes it look like his forehead is also offsides.
Kadarius Toney's penalty after the lateral was heartbreaking, as it was the first time all the year that he didn't drop someone's pass.
When it comes to Chiefs receivers in general not catching passes, I'm going to choose to be more like them and not make fun of them. I'm just going to drop it.
You have anything else on Toney?
I do. I have one more.
Sweet.
I don't know if it's funny, but a lot of people are blaming Toney for the Chiefs' recent losing streak, and that's not fair to him as he's also responsible for their first loss of the season.
He is.
Yeah. So I was looking up stuff, and one of the things I saw, there's a clip of him where he runs up to someone in the crowd and he points and goes, "It's the nose ring."
What?
Like I think he caught a pass or got a first down or something, and he runs up and goes, "It's the nose ring." And I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't think it is.
I think that has nothing to do with it at all. But that was a thing that I saw, and I couldn't even write a joke about it because I have no idea where the fuck. What are you gonna do with that information?
It's the nose ring.
I don't know if he just got it.
It's the only ring he's ever getting.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. But now that we've gotten that taken care of, Isaiah Pacheco.
He looks like he can only come to Pharrell videos. Or if that's not on Wildin' Out. Oh, God damn, I cannot say that.
Sound
Wildin'
it out.
Wildin' out will work Wildin' in a out. Pinch.
He played through the Super Bowl last year with a broken hand.
Okay.
And now he's playing the 2023 season with a broken offense.
And get your V.A. Bennett jokes out of the way.
See, the action went different. I was like, I always knew Harrison Butler was a secret Chiefs fan.
Oh.
Looks a little like Harry Butts.
It's like somebody just like combined Harrison and
V.A.
V.A. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, in case you're wondering.
Let's see.
Who could get playing time this weekend if Pacheco doesn't play?
Oh, his Wikipedia says his biggest achievement in football is a Super Bowl win for a game he didn't play in at all. Yep. But they just they didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
Good.
See that? Which is great news for teams that need a past his prime running back that is guaranteed to get injured.
Truth.
Well, honestly, like,
they didn't pick up his fifth-year contract, and he didn't pick up his left eyelid.
Dude, how bad do you have to be for... You know what? I was going somewhere with that. That's what it was. When you said a fourth-year player is past his prime, that's a lot.
His prime was high school.
Yeah. His prime was playing with Joe Burrow for 1 year at LSU.
Yeah, fair.
Now, the rest of the wide receivers who didn't line up offside, starting with Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice. That sounds like when there's a herpes outbreak in a golf course changing room. That was better than you give it.
I liked it. He's like, you know, he's young, but he's a great leader for the Chiefs. For instance, yep. He's leading them in dropped passes right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's number one in the league, actually.
He looks like his rap name would be Lil Scabies. Rashee. Rashee.
And Marquez Valdes-Scantling, another guy who drops the ball a lot.
He uses that long-ass name to hide the fact that he is actually one of Ian Edwards' illegitimate kids. He looks like Deion Flanders.
He is good for team solidarity, though. He's showing a lot of solidarity with Kadarius Toney by also getting a completely preventable offsides.
Yep. That's right. Man.
Oh, and he also had zero catches against the Raiders. And we all know the best way for a wide receiver to prove their worth to a team is to get zero catches all game.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
But the only thing he caught that game was something from Rashee.
I got a Rashee from Rice.
I got rashy on my race, you know what I'm saying?
Get my ointment. There is one player left, and I feel like we're going to have to spend a lot of time on him.
Okay.
Travis Kelce.
No, it's Travis Swift.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Travis Swift.
Yeah, again, I kind of burned it earlier saying, like, for someone who has as much money as he does from, like, being in the NFL and his TV show, and what, it seems weird that he would just, like, sign up for, like, just to get the royalties to the song she's going to write about him.
I don't like that he thinks he's funny. Like, him thinking he's funny is like Dave Attell thinking he could be a tight end. Like, it's just like, what are you doing? You can't do this.
Man, I think Dave Attell would be better for Taylor Swift.
Every time he says something, every time Travis Kelce says something out loud, I think his mom should check his childhood home for lead paint.
Oh, Donna.
Or check his brother for all the talent in the family.
Right. Yeah, he acts like Travis Kelce acts like he was born with CTE.
You know, because he is, of course, dating Taylor Swift. I won't believe Taylor Swift's love for Travis Kelce is real until I see her do the Chiefs karate chop chant.
In full red face.
It's just like sing her songs and then just, oh.
See, little known fact, actually, for the Chiefs to allow them to be dating, she actually had to stab a Native American to death with an arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people give Travis Kelce shit for being in a lot of ads lately, a lot of commercials. Yeah. But what I found out is Kelce is actually a surname derived from Old English that means corporate shill.
Well, I thought it was Scottish. I thought it meant second person from the organization they brought in to try and make Mahomes seem funny.
He's been talking about, we mentioned this earlier too, he's been talking about retiring from football, and I found out it's so he can focus on his other love of beer bonging Natty Lights at Uncle Woody's in Clifton.
I spent 3 long years running karaoke there. I would honestly, because the Bengals struggle in covering tight ends. I see Lou Anarumo needs to reach out to People Magazine, as their articles are proof that they won't stop covering Travis Kelce. But, you know, this game, of course, it's a big game for Cincinnati because it will feature 2 of the University of Cincinnati's most famous alums, Travis Kelce and William Howard Taft.
He put a picture of Andy
Reid. Is that the one you were saving for the end?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, he put a picture of Andy Reid because he doesn't get the whole audio medium.
Yeah, it's the best place for a visual gag is in a podcast. Yeah.
Yes. In an audio-only podcast.
Audio only, yeah.
Yes. But honestly, Lloyd.
Alex.
Carl.
Yes.
I think we got him pretty good.
I think we did.
Yeah. Fuck them bitches.
Predictions and bullshit. This is honestly going to be a lot more interesting of a game than I thought it was going to be. Because I planned a stand-up run around the possibility that I could go to Kansas City for the game. I'm not going. I'm still doing the run.
Right.
But it'll be a fun one. And like Lloyd said, I think if the Chiefs lose, it's because they beat themselves.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
With Cam Taylor-Britt coming back, I think that helps the secondary immensely.
Yeah. I think he's going to be itching to get some picks.
Oh, my God, yeah. Absolutely. And it could happen. Actually, can I make a real bold prediction? Logan Wilson gets a pick this week.
Actually, I don't think that's as bold as you think, because I think Lou Anarumo took heat after last week's game.
For what?
Not. Like, you know, he's kind of, like, dialed up a specific defense for everybody, but he just seems to not have it for the Steelers.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw a couple articles like, hey, Lou Anarumo really dropped the ball, and, like, saying, like, the defense didn't play the way they normally right. do or what. So I think he seems like that kind of Long Island guy who gets pissed if you say anything bad.
Right.
So you coming at me, bro?
I think he might come out this week with, like, some shit.
Yeah.
I think so, too. And I think, like, it's just, like, one of those, like, they've become, like, a rival. Like, yeah. For sure, like, a million, like, 100%. And, like, yep. It's, like, it's a game, like, we have to win. Like, it's, like, good for morale to beat the Chiefs, going especially going into like the end of the last game of the season.
I also my one of the predictions, if we beat the Chiefs, I think we beat the Browns next week.
Oh, I don't hate that at all.
I don't hate that at all either. I love that. I honestly think riding that high. Yeah,
I think that high is that changer. That
Browns defense though is
they're good, and I cannot believe I'm saying this in 2023, but Browns quarterback Joe Flacco is playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah, I mean, so there's, again, a thing with that, like, someone takes a year or two off and then comes back. their body's not beat up from doing it, from practicing, from having the offseason. Yeah. Whatever. Like, I can't remember, I think it was a linebacker for, like, Miami or something, but he took, like, 2 years off and came back and played better than he had ever played ever.
Oh, is that dude that ended up getting hurt, the blue Achilles? Felt bad for him because like he was having a killer game that game too.
But even when he came back after that, he still played better than he had for.
No, I mean like this season.
Oh, this season.
Yeah, he's out for the rest of the season. Because I remember
he got hurt, and I think when he first came.
When he first did, he got hurt. Took 2 years off. Was thinking about retiring. Came back. Was having a great season, and then blew his Achilles.
Okay. Right.
I forget what game that was, but it was. It was the game after the Thanksgiving game, or the Chiefs game.
Was it the game for the Dolphins you're talking about?
Yeah.
Was it the game where – was it the Jets-Dolphins game where they had that, like, 99-yard pick six? Who knows?
Wait, was it the Jets? Yeah, it was the Jets. It was the first time they played the Jets.
Was it, like, it wasn't Jalen Phillips, was it?
Jalen Phillips is the one that blew his Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I was actually thinking one of a few years ago.
But Jalen Phillips did take time off.
Yeah. That's why I just went to you. I was wondering whether or not I mixed it together. But no, I am. I think I'm pretty sure. I might have the team wrong. But there was a linebacker. I think he took like a year off or whatever, like considered retiring early, and then came back just after like a year and just fucking had one of the best seasons. A better season than he had ever had before.
Yeah, he's not banged up or anything.
You sit and think about it all like the whole time, and you get that motivation back. Like,
yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
Talvin Smith.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember the name or the like.
Yeah, it was Talvin Smith. He was. He just like took a year off and then just retired. So it wasn't him.
I can't remember who. Like I said, I might have the team fucking wrong.
It happens.
Yeah. Whatever. I know that like that's a thing. Like there's been people who've taken like a year off and come back and played, and they do great.
Yeah.
And if you know, we thought Calvin Ridley was going to be one of those guys, even though he didn't technically take a year off.
But yeah, I think sitting at home with nothing to do, like you get that motivation, like building back up in you. And I think Flacco is one of those guys. Like even just hearing him talk, like you know, that's a super competitive dude. Like that's a dude who's like. He beats his kid at Mario Kart, and his kid's like, "You're supposed to let me win." He's like, "Get better, pussy!" He's that guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what makes all of these guys super athletes like this that are driven to do this. Like, there's a million people that could play in the NFL physically.
Yeah,
you have to have that thing in your head that makes you
like you never want to lose ever.
And Flacco not only has that thing in his head, he also has one of the strongest arms, still probably in the league.
Except for that girl that jerked off Robert Kraft.
Yeah, very true. That's more mental willpower than arm strength, in my opinion.
I'm saying I think it had to be both because that fucking ancient Crypt Keeper dick, you had to fucking put some effort into that.
Oh, yeah, just even get it hard.
Yeah.
But.
Sorry, So anyway, predictions?
Predictions. This is going to be, I believe it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a... What's the over-under on this? Lloyd, what's your prediction? I'm going to look up the over-unders real quick.
All right, my prediction is Bengals 74.
All right, I like it.
Chiefs 69, dude.
Nice.
I'm going to say player of the game, Drew Sample. I think he's going to fist fight Travis Kelce.
Ooh.
And go fuck Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Bold prediction. Connor McGregor kicks a 71-yard field goal.
I love the boldness of that prediction.
Very bold prediction.
Carl, what's your prediction?
Points-wise?
Yeah, score-wise.
Score-wise, I think it's going to be very close. I think it's... I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Okay.
I think it's going to be like... 28-21 or something like that.
Okay.
I think Bengals will get it. I think I think a Cam Taylor Britt pick six is in the cards.
Ooh.
I like that.
So I just looked up the lines, and anytime someone's like, it's like, we hate the lines, Vegas is biased against us, put your money where your mouth is. If you think the spread's bad against the Bengals, put your fucking money where your mouth is.
Mouth where my penis is. That works too. Like, you can do that.
I mean, I've tried it, Lloyd. Honestly, you have a nice one.
Thank you.
Of course.
It's very nice of you to say that.
Carl.
Your friend. Cool.
Shave.
No, you have the same beard. All
right. No, I'm talking about pubes. Oh. So the line is...
My pubes look more like your beard.
gray and sad?
Yeah. The line, the Bengals are 7-point underdogs right now. Which, again...
I mean, after last week.
Yeah.
Which, if you're the kind of person that's like, Vegas is disrespecting us, if you think those are bad odds, bet the Bengals plus 7. If you think it's that much of a sure thing,
right,
make the bet.
Yeah.
The over-under is 44.5. And the Chiefs' money line is -330, which is very bleak. So I'm going to say the Bengals cover the spread and then some. Bengals 132.
Yep.
Chiefs 6. Bold prediction. Cam Sample pick 6.
I like it.
And it's on the first offensive play of the game. The Chiefs... the kickoff return to the Bengals won. Mahomes, instead of running it in, he tries to throw it to throws it to Rashi Rice, and he
sounds like an Asian STD
in your eyelashes. Lashy lice. Okay.
You just made it racist.
Nice.
I think I did that first, but yes, I appreciate you tagging him on it.
More racist.
Yes, more racist.
Which makes it worse.
Okay.
And right. Racist. It cancels yours out.
Yeah, so I'm not racist anymore. Now it's just Alex.
I yes-anded this episode into a Joe Rogan podcast.
He yes-anded himself into being Shane Gillis.
Well, Shane Gillis is funny, so.
Oh, well, then you didn't do that.
Dick. Anyway,
also I haven't seen that season. Northside Sirens, baby.
Yeah, Northside Sirens. It happens once a episode. Nice. I'm gonna say Bengals 132, Chiefs 6. So the Chiefs return the ball to the 1 yard line. Mahomes tries to throw to Rashi Rice. It's picked off. Cam Sample runs it all the way back. Just for fun, all 11 players on the Bengals defense get a turn to help run the ball back. It's like one of those like
bunch of laterals plays.
Yeah, a bunch of laterals. Every Bengals player gets to touch the ball at least once. Cam Sample begins and ends the run with a touchdown. Bold prediction. Taylor Swift breaks up with Travis Kelce.
And marries DJ Reader.
And marries Thaddeus Moss.
Fucking Thad, we miss you, baby.
Pour one out for Thad. Have you seen my Thaddeus Moss jersey?
No.
So I have a running joke where I think Thad Moss is the greatest player of all time. And so I went on Fanatics and I bought a custom-made Thad Moss jersey. It's very fun. Because a lot of people were like, he's Randy Moss's son, which he is. And he's like, he went to LSU with Joe Burrow, and like, that's the key. That's all you need. But nope, he sucks.
Who knew talent mattered?
Finally.
Who would have thought?
Plugs. Plug your Pine Violence, Lloyd.
Pine Violence featuring
me,
Mr. Carl Space. The 29th at Chameleon, 9 p.m., no cover. Come on out. Follow everything Pine Violence on, you know, Instagram, all the other stuff. You know,
love it.
I got that show.
Nice.
And then I'm featuring at Go Bananas for Blake Hammond.
I saw.
First weekend of January, the 4th through the 7th.
That's going to be a killer fucking weekend.
Very excited for that. And then that's it. That's all I want to plug.
Nice. I am.
Except for Taylor Swift, right?
Not my type.
I know.
So my plugs.
She's not goth enough.
She's not a big
thighs.
She's not a big titty goth girl.
Yeah,
she doesn't have cuts on her thighs, man. I don't.
I just like the goth ones. I like.
Met my girlfriend.
I'm gonna say.
We all love the goth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
Not the Romans. They hated them.
My plugs. I don't know why I thought we were sawing predictions and bullshit. Plugs, which also technically qualifies as bullshit for me. So we're recording this episode because I'm going on the road tomorrow. I'm doing a handful of shows. I've got tomorrow. I'm doing Helium in St. Louis. I got on their mic. Thursday, I'm at Black Apple Hard Cider in Springdale, Arkansas. Carl is making a very skeptical face right now.
I just can't imagine their cider's any good, but okay.
Fair.
Imagine their sauces.
Friday, I am at.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever said out loud.
Sorry. Friday, I am doing Shut the Fuck Up Nashville, which I'm pretty excited about.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't. And Saturday, I am doing Helltown at the Comet.
Ooh.
With headliner Lee Kimbrell. And featuring Billy DeVore and Corinne Turnbow and ya bitch. So it'll be a fun show.
Yeah, cool.
But Carl, thank you again for coming on.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for having me. It was fun. It's been a long time coming. I was supposed to do one last year.
Yeah, and then my fucking car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
But Lloyd.
Alex.
Carl.
Alex.
Lloyd. I think we have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Kansas City Chiefs. We like the Bengals.
Oh, man.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.